Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Teachers in Virginia were not able to unionize until 2020, when Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill that allowed collective bargaining for public sector employees. That led to some soul searching for two rival unions in Fairfax County, the Education Association and the Federation of Teachers.
For many years, we've been fighting against each other.
That's Leslie Houston, president of the Fairfax Education Association.
We had to come together for these 27,000 employees to get collective bargaining, and we couldn't do it by ourselves. I couldn't do it by myself with FEA, and he couldn't do it by himself with FCFT. So we formed this alliance.
David Walrod is president of the Fairfax County Federation of Teachers.
I think you have a lot of folks that remember difficulties from years past. But what you have right now is you have two leaders of the organization that recognize that the best path forward is together. And we could fight it out, or we could have collective bargaining. And we realize what's the best thing for the workers of Fairfax County? Collective bargaining.
Leaders of the alliance say they hope a collective bargaining agreement will be in place for the start of the 2025 school year. I'm Michael Pope.